All right, I'd like to welcome everyone to Planning Commission for March 26, 2024. We're going to start with a public comment portion. So if it's a comment not related to any of the agenda items, you're welcome to come forward and give us a comment. Seeing none, we'll move to agenda item three, consideration of a plat amendment for 1819 Eagle Point Estates.
Alrighty, this is on Silver Tree Lane. We have seen a plat amendment recently for a lot to the north of this one, doing essentially the exact same thing. These property owners at 965 South Silver Tree Lane, or the old property owners, I should say, purchased about 10 feet of property from the adjacent Davis County School District. And so this plat amendment is taking the existing lot, adding that parcel they purchased years ago, and vacating the 10-foot rear yard easement that was on the original lot. Because essentially, if we didn't vacate that easement, they'd have a random PUE running through their backyard. This is a vacant parcel. The property owner has submitted a building permit for a single-family dwelling and some retaining walls and things like that so he can maximize the use of his backyard. And the Development Review Committee is recommending approval of this plat amendment with the only condition of correction of engineering red lines, because there are a few little outstanding ones, I believe, left to be accepted. Do you have any questions?
So, Mackenzie, just out of curiosity, the memo talked about a comment from Kern River, which, as far as I know, that easement for Dominion and Kern are off further to the north.
They're
so what was the nature of the comment?
So Kern River Gas emailed me and was just saying, what is this easement and why are they vacating it? And then they also gave me all the state verbiage of when we can vacate an easement. And I was like, I think we're mistaken. Here's the property that's being vacated. The Kern River transmission line has an easement up on the further north property. Oh, I wish I would have done a further aerial, but it's way further north on Silver Tree. We're talking like five or six lots up, and it has never been, we don't vacate gas easements. We're not even gonna try. So that is a protected easement. And when I responded with that information and this specific plat and request, I didn't get a response, and it's been weeks. So I think I pacified them. Anything else?
Any other questions? We'll move to the public hearing, and we'll open the public hearing if anyone has any comments on this matter.
D. Lawless, I think that about a month ago or whatever, they did the same thing to the lot next door, two down, and I made a statement that maybe they ought to take all of them and do that, but Sherry said it would be too expensive and this wasn't worth it to the city. So this is just one more of these little things that they have vacated that right away years ago or some time ago, and they're just catching up. I think it's a great idea to get rid of these things that cause people headaches, and it's just another one of those legislative things that you need to do to say, let's get this off this land and redo it. So it's just a continuation for anybody who's here who doesn't know that, and the others, they've already been done on some of them, and it's just an annoyance to the city and to some people because of something that happened many years ago.
Thank you for that comment. Seeing no other comments, let's go ahead and close the public hearing and have any discussion among the commissioners or a motion if anyone would like to.
Commissioner Holbrook, I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the plat amendment to combine lot 1819 of Eagle Point Estates Phase 18 subdivision with parcel number 01-466-1822 and to vacate the rear public utility easement at 965 South Silver Tree Lane with the following conditions that correction of engineering red lines are completed.
Thank you. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Commissioner Jorgensen, I second.
Thank you. Let's have a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
It is unanimous. We'll move to agenda item number 4, an amendment to the general development plan for Silver Sky Lofts.
Okay. So this is a request to amend the general development plan and rezone an adjacent parcel for phase 2 of Silver Sky Lofts. Silver Sky Lofts is located at 226 North Highway 89. This parcel that they want to add to the project is located directly east and gets frontage off of Odell Lane, so it's located at 215 East Odell Lane. And the current zoning you can see there is RM7. So just to give you a little bit of history for those of you that were not here when this started, in 2018, the general development plan for Silver Sky Lofts was approved, and it contained 13 townhomes. The P District and the development agreement were approved on December of 2020, as well as the preliminary plat. And then the final plat was approved on April 6th of 2021. And since that time, they have started construction on the road, as well as construction on the first 5 townhome units, which are now close to completion. The developer is requesting to add this additional 0.78 acres to the property and asking for an additional 11 townhome units. Their proposal is to add 2 units to the existing 3-unit building. And so on this diagram, the area that's highlighted in yellow, that's phase 1. And so all of those townhomes are approved in phase 1. So they're asking to change that 3-unit building to a 5-unit building, then add a 4-unit building to the east and a 5-unit building to the south, which obtains access from Odell. And then instead of having a hammerhead turnaround for phase 1, they will change that and make it a through street to Odell Lane. They are proposing to have all but 5 of the units, so it'll be a total of 5 units in the development that do not have a full 2-car driveway. They each have a 2-car garage, but not a full driveway, based on the geometry and what we had to work with on phase 1 and the width of the lot. They had a lesser amount on those 3 units, which is why they were located next to 5 parking spaces for guest parking. So they are not, the developer is not proposing at this time to add any additional guest parking. So just to give you a little highlight of the previous approvals, so the previous density approved for phase 1 is 12.4 dwelling units per acre. The proposal for the combined 24 units would be 13.1 dwelling units per acre. We didn't have a good measurement necessarily on the common area landscaping as we do now, because we now have the new landscaping, water landscape efficient ordinance that requires less than 5,000 or 6,500 square feet of proposed sod or lawn area. And they are proposing in this phase right here to have 5,600 in the entire project. That's what the total landscaping plan is. So in this project, they would have 48 spaces in the garage parking, 38 driveway spaces, 5 guest parking spaces, and the parking ratio goes from 3.9 spaces per unit to 3.8 spaces per unit. Now the DRC has reviewed this, and they had 4 recommendations for the Planning Commission in your consideration of this amendment to the general development plan. The first was there are a few areas, and I'm going to show you on this next slide. This is their landscaping plan, that are less than 8 feet in width that are shown as sodded areas. So our ordinance prohibits that now. We can't have any areas that are fewer in width or smaller in width than 8 feet that has sod in it. So those areas will need to be modified on the landscape plan. The second thing would be, we had a discussion about what the landscaping was going to be in the private backyards of each one of these units. That's not shown on the landscaping plan. I'm not sure what the developer's intent was, but we are concerned about it all being sod. Some of the DRC were more concerned than other members of the DRC, but because it's so hard to maintain in a private backyard, small areas of grass, and so we wanted to ask the developer to amend the development or amend the landscaping plan to show us what they're going to do in those backyards, whether they're going to put them within rock mulch or whether they're going to put bark or whether they intend to grass them. And then again, the same rules would apply. If any area has a dimension less than 8 feet in width, it has to, it cannot contain sod. Number three was a recommendation that they add an additional 2 guest parking spaces so that there would be 7 guest spaces. And then the last recommendation from the DRC was that phase two actually be reduced from 11 units to 10 units to accommodate that additional guest parking and to maintain the previously approved density of 12.4 dwelling units per acre. And their recommendation was to either eliminate unit number 15 in the new 5-unit building or unit 20 in the south 5-unit building. Now, just to give you a little bit background on the way the P district works, we are required to have the public hearing on the rezone portion at the same time that you consider the amendment to the general development plan, but the recommendation that you make today will only be about the general development plan. When that goes to the City Council, if they approve the general development plan change, then we will draft the draft development agreement, and they will come back with the for the formal action on the zone change with the development agreement, because that'll specify all of the terms of the development agreement. But we are required to have that public hearing up front, because it didn't make sense previously before we changed that ordinance to have the general development plan go forward and then come back and do a zone change application, have a public hearing on something that was already decided conceptually. So that's why the public hearing is here, but you're not acting on the actual recommendation to the zone change. So with that, if you don't have any more questions, I will turn it over to you for a public hearing.
Do we ask questions now?
Yeah, I think we can do questions now, then we'll do public hearing, and then we can do another round of questions if you...
So just to clarify again, what's the relationship between P District and some of the other city code standards, things like off-street parking requirements at Chapter 10-6? Does the P District effectively preempt the provisions of some of these other sections?
No, a P District is, everything is negotiated. So in a standard subdivision or in a standard, if they were doing a standard apartment complex or other multifamily project, they would be required to have 2.5 parking spaces per unit. At this point, they're proposing 3.8 parking spaces per unit. So they are exceeding the regular standard on that.
But effectively, with the P District, you can negotiate something that would be a lesser standard as well. Is that right?
Yes, you could negotiate it to be a lesser standard or a greater standard.
Okay. And then, because in the parking standards, there are kind of standard stall sizes. How big does a parking spot have to be counted as a parking spot?
9 feet by 18 feet.
Okay, do these meet that? Or, again, is it simply a matter that if we agree to whatever size these are, I don't know what they are, they look like they're the width of the garage, which could be 16 feet or it could be 12 feet. I don't know what it is.
No, these are all 2 cars wide, so I believe there's the garage doors are 16 feet, but then the apron of the, I think the driveways are about 18 feet wide.
Okay.
And then they're all 18 feet long. Some of them are longer than 18 feet. If you look at these units that are up in the northeast corner, those driveways get to be about 26, 27 feet on those longest ones. But all the rest of the driveways are a minimum of 18 feet to the curb.
Yeah, mostly just interested in the width, whether we were thinking in something narrower or not.
They're all 18 feet wide.
Thank you.
Yes.
What was the recommendation for the 2 extra parking spaces based on? Is that just to maintain the density?
Only because the two, or the addition of the 2 units that don't have driveways, and we already had 5 guest spaces for those 3 houses that didn't have 2-car driveways for their guests to park in. And so the thought was if you were adding 2 more units that didn't have driveways that could accommodate your guests, that they should add 2 more spaces for guest parking.
So in phase one, we don't have the plot of what was approved for phase one, but there were guest parking in phase one.
Yes, there were 5 guest spaces in phase one.
Was that the end of the Hammerhead?
Yes, it was at the end of the Hammerhead, yep. So they've relocated some of the community area, like the little grass area for, you know, pets, or if they wanted to put a little play feature or something in there. That's their little community open space or gathering space. And then I did throw in one more slide in case you wanted to have a discussion about what, oh, this is what the elevations look like. So they'll all be built the same. They're all two stories in height. And I just, this is an example of a townhouse that I might know very well that has gravel or rock in the backyard. And I just wanted to show you how nice it can look. So it doesn't have, your townhouse backyard doesn't have to be grass. It can actually be put in gravel like this and be very functional. I have a dog, and he uses this area just fine. He doesn't care that it's grass or gravel. But I wanted to show you that it can be done without grass in a very attractive way. So I just provided that for fun.
Okay. Let's open it up for a public hearing. Anyone that has comments on this matter is invited to step forward. Just give us your name and address.
I'm Kristen Smith, and I'm at 191 Odell Lane. And I just want to make sure that we have a commercial zoning on our property right now at 191. We obey all the residential rules, but we have a commercial. And I've had a business there since 2011, and because we're contiguous on two sides of this, I just want to make sure that our zoning is not going to be impacted or changed with this development. And that's my only concern. I love the development. I just worry about my business.
So where I'm pointing right there with the arrow, that's her property.
That's my property.
And
we have a third of an acre.
Commercial.
Yeah. I have a wedding business there, and I have customers come to my home, and I have my wedding stuff in I have a detached garage in the back, and that's where I keep my inventory. So I just want to make sure until I quit, I'm old, but at least for a couple more years, my zoning won't change.
I think we can probably answer that. Do you want to take a shot, Sherry?
Sure, this won't have any effect on the zoning of her property.
Yeah.
That shouldn't have any effect on it.
Thanks, Sherry.
You're welcome.
We love it that you have a commercial operating zone right there, actually.
I'll chime in with some history again. This is Dee Lallis again. When they built the Silver Sky Phase 1, what has it been, about 3 years ago that they came in, and there was a question of what's going to happen to that piece of property that now is being included in there. As some of you know, there are a lot of small width lots that are deep like that in the city, and it's very difficult sometimes to put something on them that will be amicably put into the city or whatever so that it does an improvement. And a lot of times you'll get one like that and somebody will build a house on the front of it and then they have a weed patch for the rest of it. I think that what this is doing will eliminate and alleviate some of those problems that could happen to this. I think it's a great idea that they've been able to purchase it, and whatever you decide on the parking and the other, I've looked at the plan here. It looks like it's very amenable to good parking spaces. We shouldn't have, because of the way it is, if they add a couple more parking spaces that Sherry has suggested there, that because of the big driveways in the front of all of them, except for a couple there, I think this is a great idea, and even though I don't live in the neighborhood, I still live in the city, and as you well know, I have a big concern for some of these, and I think it's a great opportunity to do something with a lot that will improve instead of downgrade that neighborhood.
All right, we'll go ahead and close the public comment portion and we'll move on to a discussion among the commissioners. We can either do general discussion or we can tackle some of the specific elements.
Commissioner Holbrook, the developer in attendance too.
Oh.
Just as my comment, I appreciate the DRC item 4 reducing it from 11 to 10 seems very prudent when looking at the overall site plan. I would just argue that, you know, it could come off what was the 3 building unit that is now 5 or the 5 building unit that's in phase 2. I would just argue that we should remove the, make that more specific for the one that doesn't have driveway.
I would say removing 15, it makes a lot of sense because then it decreases the extra parking burden.
And then would you want to reduce the increased parking instead of increasing it by 2 spaces by just 1 extra space? Okay.
No.
I just wanted to clarify that. And we do have the developer who might want to comment on that. So I just want to give him the opportunity to do that if you're so inclined.
I might also just add a specification. It looks like the community common spaces decreased from phase 1 to phase 2. I might just add that wherever the additional parking spaces go in, that it doesn't impact or decrease the amount of square footage for the community gathering spaces. But it doesn't seem like there should be an impact if we're removing a unit. I just wanted to
It probably
put that
would
out
increase
there.
That area.
Love that.
So I'll just tell you up front, I wanted to recommend with the DRC I wanted the DRC to recommend that the rear yards be required to be in rock mulch or bark mulch and not sod. The majority of the other DRC members didn't feel as strongly about that, and so that's why that didn't come forward as a formal recommendation. But I think it should be a discussion because we don't want to exceed the maximum amount of sod area. It is difficult for maintenance, so I think that would be good to have the developer comment because it might be a moot point. I don't know what he's planning to do in the backyards there. Some of those backyards, at least we went and toured the completed units a couple weeks ago, and they have stairs coming out of the patio doors into the little backyards, so that takes up a lot of the room in those 15-foot backyards anyway. There's not a lot of room for sod, so I thought it wouldn't be a big ask to say, let's not put sod in the little backyards.
How would that typically be maintained if it was sod? I mean, if I bought one of those units, do I own a mower for my...
Well, it is limited common area, so the HOA could be responsible for maintaining it, depending on how they
But that's probably already in the CCRs for someone looking to buy one of those first 5 units.
Yeah, and I don't know what he has in his CCRs for those backyards or what his plans are for landscaping those areas. Now, we had one member of the DRC who commented in his townhome development, he does have grass in his little backyard, and they have gates in between each of them, and the HOA comes through and mows all of the lawn. So that's also an option. If somebody wanted to put lawn in there, and they did, they could also have one of those little push mowers that are non-motorized, right? You could take care of it that way. But
all right, I think we should invite, I don't know the developer.
Ben Olson.
Mr. Olson, why don't you come up and we can ask you those questions.
Good evening. My name's Ben Olson, and I had this property a long time and finally ready to do some developing on it. I hope some of you have been able to drive by and see what we've done so far. We've had a lot of great reaction and a lot of interest. So we hope to move this thing forward. We'd like to see this thing finished in the next 12 months. So I didn't quite hear what you said, Sherry, about the rear yards. What is it that you want to propose?
Or I can restate it. If the commission put a condition that they be only gravel in the backyard and not sod, how would you feel about that?
I'm fine with that. What we've been, some ideas that we've been tossing around is to make those a limited, what do you call it, Sherry?
Limited common area
like the driveways are. So, and then make those rear yards the owner's responsibility so we don't have to get the HOA being there to maintain it and bother, you know, whatever might, their personal stuff that might be in there. So most of the ideas that I'm seeing come out with some of our first buyers, they're interested in the gravel or maybe artificial turf or something like that.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be opposed to somebody putting artificial turf. And just for full disclosure, this is my backyard at my townhouse across the street here. Uh-huh. So I have a pad of, that's a 10 by 10 concrete pad out the back door. And then that amounted to 200 square feet that's graveled. And we at first wanted to put in artificial turf, and then I got a bid for it, and it was $7,500 for 200 square feet of artificial turf, at which time we started looking at the other options, including and up to concreting the whole yard. But we decided for $500, we could bring in 2.5 truckloads, pickup truckloads of this one, I think it was a 2-inch minus or something like that, and maybe not 2-inch. 1.5 inch minus something anyway, and put this in, and it turned out really quite nice. And so all of my neighbors over there are jealous because the developer put bark mulch in their backyard, and we didn't want that. That's kind of messy. And but this has really been really easy to maintain. We have a little leaf blower when the trees dropped all their leaves, that we were able to just blow them into a pile and scoop them up and send them away in the garbage. So it works out really, really well, and it looks really nice. We get a lot of compliments on it. It's super functional and really affordable and really water efficient. So I wouldn't be opposed to saying that the requirement was some sort of bark mulch or artificial turf, but no irrigated turf, if that was the way the Planning Commission was inclined to go.
I don't have any objection to either of those ideas. I think what the small area, whatever makes it easy to maintain.
With it not being HOA maintained, I'm inclined to just let the property owner do what they want with it.
That's kind of what I was thinking. If it is up to an HOA, that might be a different story, but if it is going to be owner managed, I feel like we could just let that be up to the homeowner.
If there was an owner that really wanted a small patch of sod, it's not going to use that much water. Not gonna, yeah. Okay. Right. 5 minutes. Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Olson?
Yeah. What's your thoughts about reducing the number of buildings in favor of the parking spaces? Would the development still be a go?
Well, I think we can. So we're talking about adding at least two more? Is that what we're talking about?
Well, the DRC recommended eliminating one of the building units, like probably unit 15, and then adding two additional parking spaces.
Well, I don't want to eliminate any more units. I've already lost a couple of units given through our design process, and then giving away all that property on the front to UDOT along the highway. I think we can find some space to add some parking where we've got those five right there. We might have to realign that road a little bit to create enough space, but I can get some more spaces along there.
Well, I think getting rid of the unit also was to maintain a certain density as well, right? Yeah.
Yeah, the density that was approved in phase one was 12.4, and the density, overall density, with adding these additional 11 units would bring the density to 13.1, I think it was. Yeah, 13.1.
My general thoughts, I guess. I'm not opposed to the increased density at face value. I think I don't really have a problem with that. I would be in favor of finagling, potentially, if we left both units, two additional spaces if possible. And I, just to, you know, say it again, I would like the common area square footage to remain. I wouldn't want the parking to encroach on that. But if we could find an additional kind of like ornamental landscaping area to accommodate that parking, I think that's kind of where I'm at.
I'm going to stick with the DRC with, I think, one less unit. Similar to the development just down the street, when you see it on a plot versus realistically, I see this and I think it, one less unit makes it appeal so much more. Like, it's drastic. That will be my stance.
Commissioner Jorgensen, I tend to agree with Commissioner Holbrook. I do think the DRC's recommendations really conceived are pretty well thought through for a couple of reasons, including just being consistent with prior approvals on density. I do think the additional parking space will be beneficial. At the end of the day, these, if you've gone and looked at them, those driveways don't seem very wide. That's the reason for my questions about whether they were actually 8 foot or not. But anyway, I do think the DRC's recommendations as originally conceived were pretty good. So that's where I would want to land.
So are your thoughts that one less unit creates more parking or more open space?
I think it would do both, wouldn't it?
You say it would do both?
I have a question about the, like, let's say all the guest parking was taking the, like, what are the options for street parking in this area?
Street, like, parking would not be allowed because of the width of this road.
Okay.
There would, yeah, they couldn't have any on street parking.
I mean, I'll just add, and then I'll invite a motion, that I agree that it seems like reducing one unit, and I'm generally not in favor of units that don't have driveways. I think it creates a situation where those owners will probably be using those guest parking spots for their regular parking. So if it was approved as provided, it would be five spots with five units. So I think if we add two parking spots, eliminate one of those units, I think the project is much more favorable for me. So with that, unless anyone else has comments, we can entertain a motion.
Just so she's not on the island, I gotta say, I'm with Catherine. That the density doesn't bother me. However, this is kind of like, you know, what's the, this year's theme seems to be parking and lack of. So I think with our given development climate that it's going to be that Bill's right. Those units without the driveways could be seen trying to use the street or at least the guest parking. So maybe a couple of maybe some more spots would be very beneficial.
So I'm prepared to offer a motion, and we can vote it up or down and then do another one if we need to. But I did want to ask Commissioner Holbrook one question. When you made your prior comment, you were recommending if you were to pick elimination of a unit, specifically Unit 15, is that correct?
That's correct, based on the fact that it doesn't have a driveway.
Okay.
Available for parking.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought you said. Thank you. I'm prepared to offer a motion. I move that the Planning Commission recommend approval to the City Council of the proposed amended general development plan for Silver Sky Lofts to include the property located at 215 East Odell Lane with the following conditions and subject to the approval of the amended development agreement and P District rezone. One, landscaped areas that are less than 8 feet in width or depth meet the water efficient landscape standards which prohibit sod. Two, the developer amend the proposed landscape plan detailing the landscaping of the private rear yards in accordance with the water efficient landscape ordinance and modify the CCNRs for the development accordingly. A recommendation is for gravel, bark mulch, or artificial turf rather than sod. Three, an additional 2 guest spaces be added to the guest parking area. And four, the density for phase 2 be reduced from 11 units to 10 units to accommodate the additional guest parking and maintain the previously approved density of 12.4 DU per acre. The recommendation is to eliminate Unit 15.
Commissioner Holbrook, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. So you want to have a vote just by ayes? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right, it was unanimous. Thank you.
We do not have any action items from the council from last week. We didn't have any Planning Commission items on the agenda. But do you want to make your announcement, Commissioner Moss?
No. I am moving to a different city effective mid-April, so I will no longer be able to serve on the Planning Commission. I guess in terms of technicalities, I'm not entirely sure how that works, but I will own our house in North Salt Lake until we sell it. But as of like April 16th, it will no longer be my primary residence.
Please come to the first meeting in April so we can do a special
goodbye.
I will come to as many as I'm legally allowed to come to. So whatever works.
We have a quorum regardless. So I think we're okay, but if you can try for the night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I will be here.
Yeah, and we'll be very sad to see you leave, but we're very happy for you.
Thank you. And I'm really sad. It was like the worst part about moving, but we're moving to Cottonwood Heights for more space, and we couldn't pass up a deal on a house over there, so but it's been super awesome, and I like have had the best experience, and I would serve forever with you guys if I could, but I'm sorry.
So we'll be looking for people to or a person to fill that. We'll advertise that and then hold interviews and make recommendations to the mayor for 4 or 5 candidates, and then he will contact them and talk to them. Same process that all of you went through when you were appointed, and we'll get a new member, but you can serve as long as you're a resident of the city.
And if you have any friends or neighbors, when the posting does come out, make sure you push them that direction.
Let's try it different this time. When you get it down to 3 or 4 candidates, let's do a mock PC meeting, and they sit there for 10 minutes.
The stationary.
I like it. Okay.
I said let Dee interview them.
Yeah.
they have to
second.
Pass the D test.
I'm not
volunteering,
by the way.
Oh.
That's all I have.
All right. We have minutes to approve. March 12th. Any edits? We're all looking at you.
I already made a motion for the day.
Yeah, you're
Can I do two?
No, you don't have to do another one. We can find somebody.
Anyone but I will.
Want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion, Mr. Jorgensen. I move that we approve the meeting minutes for the March 12th, 2024 Planning Commission meeting as drafted.
I have a motion. Do we have a second?
Commissioner Stone, I'll second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned.
Even though I don't like this, Commissioner Tucker arrived at 6:42 line. Sheesh.